Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and I want you to come with me inside of yourself, inside of your thoughts. We are going to look at you. So come with me, and let's take a look. I want to see what's inside. Have you ever done that? Let's take a deep look. Where nobody else seems to go. Where you hide your true self from others. My job as a spiritual mother and a guide and a teacher is to help you see what is hidden from you. To show you worlds that you don't believe in yet. May not even be awakened unto. So come with me deep inside of you. And let's see what's there. Love, Pastor Deborah. Hello, Pastor Deborah here. Welcome again to the Hidden Kingdoms YouTube channel. In the playlist, Words of Encouragement, we've been trying to get a word of encouragement to you at least once a week. I'm trying to play catch up. I've had days where I edit and edit and edit, days of rain and thunderstorms, then days I just don't feel like doing it. And then there's some days we have company, and so I'm catching up. This is going to be Words of Encouragement number 14 of the year 2024, and its title is, Are You a Lion That Is Greedy of His Prey? This video by Pixabay shows a lion. Well, we've all seen them. We kind of like big kitty cats, but they're really fierce. They're the king of the jungle. They're fierce. Their jaws are powerful. Their eyes and their ears are sharp. And we want to hear some words from King David about lions and how they are greedy for their prey. And then we want to find out, have we, humanity, our souls and our spirits, have they become prey to a spiritual lion? This is going to come out of the Authorized King James Bible, Psalms 17, 9 through 12, from King David, the second king of ancient Israel. And he was talking to us. He is still talking now, if you listen. The God of Israel is still here on planet Earth. You know that, right? He still has his people. The word Israel means prince. Those who believe in the God of King David, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Holy Bible, the God of Adam, the God of creation, the God of the king of the jungle, they are considered a prince in this God's eyes. They're to become rulers. In Genesis 1, 26 through 28 tells us that we were given spiritual authority and dominion to rule over the earth, the realm of the natural. That got all messed up. But here in these scriptures, we need to learn a little bit more about ourselves. Are you a lion that is greedy, hungry, lusting, desiring of your prey? Do you keep it from others? Let's listen to King David. But first, open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, your master teacher to all of us here on planet Earth. Thank you to your words that are living and alive, and to King David, who's with you now, but yet his words are still here, producing fruit. So you would fulfill Isaiah 61 and 62 in our lives. Thank you for King David. I'm looking forward to meeting him when I get there. Father, we thank King David. Oh, he started off so good and ended up in a mess. And you had to kill the adult King David at the altar, for he'd become a murderer and an adulterer. And you had to restore unto him the childlike faith and child that was in him. We thank you. And we thank you that King David was a songwriter, a poet, an author, public speaker, singer, musician, that we could still hear and learn from him today. about you, Father, and about ourselves, and about our adversaries. So thank you for these scriptures, these words from King David. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Okay, Psalms 17, 9 through 12, verse 9. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. Number one, David is saying, there are wicked people around him and you that will oppress you. You may not understand that yet or know that. You may think somebody that tells you don't drink and drive is a wicked, oppressive person because they are trying to keep you from doing what you want to do. If we are left to our own devices, we are go crazy. We will not be restricted. We have to learn how to restrict our greed, our lust, our desires through our soul, out through our physical body, because it could hurt ourselves or others. David goes on and says, from the wicked that oppress me, from the deadly enemies. Do you know you have a deadly enemy out there? There's an adversary. The lion is always out there prowling around, watching from the bushes, watching from the crowds, lurking, looking, listening, waiting, who compass me about. In your dreams, they're there. When you're at work, they're there. At home, ball games, concerts, they're there. They come to us in our visions, our dreams, our music, our culture. They come from our ancestors, our traditions, our religions. That's right. Verse 10. They, these wicked, evil people, the lions. So David is associating a wicked person with a lion. They are enclosed. They are set in their own ways. Stubborn. Will not change. Now it's okay to believe. I used to believe there was a Santa Claus, a tooth fairy, and an Easter bunny. And I taught my son that until the light came on. And I changed. I was not set in my ways. I was not totally enclosed in culture, tradition, ancestors, lies, and deceptions. But lions that are your enemy are. They are enclosed, trapped, encased in their own thoughts, their own ways, their own concepts. And with their mouth, they speak proudly. Politicians, school teachers, policemen, administrators, CEOs, your neighbors, your religious leaders, your friends, co-workers, family members, all of humanity. David is saying, they will talk to us with their mouths. Is he talking? What's he saying to you? Got my eyes on. Got my ears listening. Got my nose smelling. My mouth is ready and drooling. Because I'm going to get me a prey. Verse 11. They, the lions, these evil people, have now compassed me, surrounded me. You. In our steps, in our lives. From the womb. Until death. At schools, on social media, at work, at home, in religion, by laws that are unrighteous. They, these lions, these evil people, these wicked ones, have set their eyes on us, bowing down to the earth, to beastly concepts. Given to animal nature and instincts only. Things, beings not high up, righteous, truthful, but down in the animal kingdom. Kill or be killed. Are you the lion of the jungle of humanity? Do you devour people with your words, your thoughts, your threats? Do you carry them out through bombs and attacks? Are you a lion of the earth of satanic nature? Most of you are, even with your children. You wonder why children take guns to school. Men abuse their wives. Women become in brothels and prostitutes. Parenting. You produce what's in you. Your culture, your ancestors, your rituals, your traditions, your hate, your anger, your greed, your lust. It's all transferred to your children. And you may not even know it. You're a lion even at home with your children. You devour them. Eat them alive, so to speak. By your words, your neglect, your abusive words, your loud stuff. There's no love in you. Eat or be eaten. And you eat the innocent ones. Verse number 12. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, watches over it. He won't let the male, will not let any female come. He has the whole ownership of the prey. He might send the women, the pride, out to kill it. Then they move aside, and he eats until he is satisfied. The male dominates. The females serve. Like the lion, you are greedy of your prey. Maybe you are the prey and you're being devoured. I watched a wonderful thing about some religion where the men say, if I cannot control my children, my wife, I have no power. That's a prey. That's a lion. Lions take innocent things and devour them. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it, the lion, were a young lion lurking. He's not a young one. Hiding in secret places. Most of you are prey to the powerful lions hiding. Watching you. You know that I have always known that I've had CIA satellites. Every phone conversation, every text, every email is all recorded. God says to us, the God of King David, he's got angels writing in books of our deeds, our thoughts, our dreams, our lust, things we don't speak to others, our fears. On the other side, the satanic adversary of humanity. Named Satan. He has demonic spirits recording everything. They know what you buy at Walmart. They know what you watch on TV, what songs you listen to, what you sing when you're in the shower. If you pray out loud, they hear your prayers. If you journal, they know what you journal, what you're feeling, what you're desiring. They know your thoughts. You don't hear much of a prayer out of me out loud because Satan's not going to hear me. I'll take care of business between me and God. It's a spirit to spirit. There are lions out there. I learned about that. They've come to eat me alive, poison me, tried to kill me and devour me in my own living room with scissors. I've been shot at, almost kidnapped. Had false accusations by lions with police for sexual abuse. Had my husband try to attack me with his own hands on my neck. Because I found the power of the Holy Spirit and changed. He tried to attack our son and I had to stop him. He had snakes coming out of him when I laid with him in bed. I had to have God deal with that. I did not know I was among a lion. It was really snakes. But this word of encouragement, you could be the lion yourself, devouring and being greedy for your prey. You don't want to lose one voter. You don't want to lose one investor. You don't want to lose one of your pimp, your prostitutes. You don't want to lose any money. You don't want to lose it. Bingo, you're greedy, greedy, greedy. Or you could be the prey that you have fallen into a pit. And this guy, when he wants to eat you, devour you, he just pulls you up with his claw, eats you away. And you live in fear and torment, even in your dreams. Nobody. You live in the past as a victim of sexual abuse and domestic violence. You can't get out away from it. The lions are roaming around you all the time, reminding you. You have flashbacks. So this word of encouragement is to say, which one are you? The lion? Or are you his prey? That's what I want to know. But I already know because God tells me everything I ask him. I know about you. I know if you're a lion, greedy over your prey, or if you are the prey. I know, and he knows, and Satan knows. You may not know, but some of you do. But you could be a lion in one part of your life, and a prey in another part of your life. That's called multiplicity. I mean, multiple personalities. I know about that too. So here in this word of encouragement, this is just a question for you. Are you a lion or prey? Greedy for what you have, your prey? Or are you the prey? I'm going to leave it right there with you. This doesn't look like a word of encouragement until you find out who you are. What's going on the inside of you? Why you vote the way you vote? Who you follow? Who you believe? What concepts, traditions you follow? Whether you believe the God of the Bible or another God, then spiritual light can come. But first, you got to look deep, and you may not be able to see it. But I can, and I'm here to help you anytime. Okay? You come back next week for the next word of encouragement. I'll see you then with another video, probably from Pixabay. Another word of encouragement. Doesn't sound like it. But words of encouragement aren't just to comfort you. They're to prick you. Get you to think. Start looking at yourself on the inside and what's going on with you spiritually. To look at your thoughts, your concepts, your feelings, who you're hanging out with. A master teacher is a challenger to you. Do you know what I used to do with my son? He'd want to wear sloppy clothes to go to school. I said, no, 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 no. You're preparing to work. You're going to go get your hair cut. You're going to tuck your shirt tail in. No, 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 no. You're going to keep in school. I kept my thumb on him, kept the pressure. I knew what a man had to do in society. Only had one biological child. Couldn't have any more. Due to health reasons. But God gave me all of humanity as my children. So you're one of my spiritual children, whether you know it or not. So you be encouraged. You keep coming. You keep watching. And you keep looking and learning about yourself. All right. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Pastor Deborah, the Hidden Kingdoms channel. Check out the YouTube shorts at Pastor Deborah. Check out the podcast show at Love Is Here, A Voice of Light in the Dark. We're also on YouTube Music. There's a website, too, called www.agapeloveishere.org. It is looked at from people all over the world. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter. I put these videos up. You can message me on LinkedIn. I'll message you back. I'll connect back with you. You can have a great relationship. I can pray for you, do deliverance, and you can have a powerful relationship and no longer be a lion that's greedy for prey and no longer be the prey, but a beautiful, righteous king from the kingdom of heaven, setting other prey free and subduing the prey. the captors, the lions that are evil, wicked things, so the prey can go free. All right, see you next week. Bye.
Now, this is Pastor Deborah again. Let's step out of the inside of you and let's look from a different perspective. Let's look from the outside in. Oh, you are a three-part being, three in one. You are a physical body with a biological brain that has a person in it, a hidden one. Freud called him the subconscious. That's you in your biological brain. Then there's the other part of you, the eternal part of you, the forever person, the spiritual part. We need to work with all three. So you keep coming to these words of encouragement as we step out of the deep inside, back into your soul, the part of your biological brain that has memories and thoughts and feelings, that works through nerves and neurochemicals, and out to the biological body. You come again next week, and we'll step inside of you, spiritually, so you can look and see who you really are on the inside. All right, this is Pastor Deborah. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.